as someone sets light to the first fire of autumn, we settle down to cut ourselves apart. Cough and twitch from the news on your face, and some foreign candle burning in your eyes.
Thank you. I'm boys and girls. Hey, that was the Foo Fighters. Of course, we start out with the double shot of Foos every Friday. Welcome to the Giddy Up on this fourth day, wow, of August. This summer is absolutely flying. I'm DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty. And joining me very soon will be my partner in crime, the funny man, Chris Ridgway. Welcome on this, kind of humid day. You know, it's been humid, 81 degrees here in the beautiful continent of Medford, Mass. And we got a lot coming up. We got our silly news, of course, the shout-outs, and our threesome at three. And hopefully I'll be joined by my partner in crime, and we can get to that. So hang tight, kids, and we'll be back. I'm going to play definitely some really great rock and roll music, classic rock for you to enjoy. So sit tight, and we'll be back very shortly with probably some shout-outs and some just nonsense. So enjoy yourselves, and we will be right back.
To my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child in my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Mm-hmm. Well,
Well, welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls. While we're having technical difficulties, of course.
Oh, I thought you were just playing Simon and Garfunkel's Sound
of Silence.
That's what it is, basically.
Yes.
Welcome back, boys and girls. 2:24 in the afternoon to the Giddy Up, and it is 81 degrees in the wonderful continent of Medford, Mass.
The continent?
Yeah, so they've been upgraded.
You upgraded them.
I sure did. Anyways, we got a big show for you. Welcome to the show. The funny man has joined me.
Yes.
Finally. He had a meeting, you know.
It was a funny man convention.
It with the bathroom, and I understand that. It was an emergency.
It was me. It was Jerry Lewis. We had a seance. We had the ghost of Milton Berle. All the funny men were there.
Ooh, Milton Berle, huh? Yeah. Oh, wow. That must have been some meeting.
Mm, sure was.
I wouldn't want to be peeing next to Milton Berle.
By the way.
From what I heard.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, don't choke, man. I made him a nice chicken salad sandwich.
It's delicious.
For lunch. Oh, well, thank you, sir.
Yeah. That's you know, the whole thing. He pays me in chicken salad. Chicken salad and love.
It's made with love, obviously. It's always made with... Everything I make is made with love. All right, kids. So, 225, you want me to play a quick song? We'll come back with some shout-outs so you can get settled. Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, bro.
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing more I would rather do.
So, you're so accommodating.
Why don't you take us out, Christopher?
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful historic Medford.
Be right back, kids.
Of me.
right. That was Audio Slave, the late, great Chris Cornell. Wow, do I miss him. Oh. And what a talent that we will miss. You know, it just seems like every time there's a great talent comes along that they're gone way too soon. But anyways, that was one of the Funny Man's favorite tunes. I'm not saying he doesn't like the tune, but
I thought the guitar solo was lazy.
I
love Cornell's voice.
I quite understand that.
Yeah.
Anyways, boys and girls, 2:31 in the afternoon in the beautiful continent of Medford, Mass. It's 81.
Continents.
I don't know.
Yes. Sir Paulus, are we on the continent?
It went from state to country. It went from state to country, then to continent. I just went all, just right to the.
I know what you did.
Yes, sir.
You cut out the middleman.
I did.
And you passed on the savings to you, the consumer.
That's right.
Wow.
So apparently Medford is now its own continent. So what does that make? How many continents? 13?
13, 14. I don't know. It's quite a few.
Whatever it takes. 21. 220, 221, whatever it takes. All right, kids. Now is the time, as long as the Funny Man is ready. We will do our shout-outs, of course, and we appreciate all our boys and girls that listen into the Giddy Up every week. So I'll give you your music.
At the sound of Tears for Fears.
And you can take it away, Christopher.
We'll be doing shout-outs. So, yeah.
DJ Christ.
DJ Christ. You know what? Can you play Tremor Christ by Pearl Jam? I just said that. Kind of hit me in the head. Okay, so today is the 4th of August. Just so you know, yesterday, everyone was making a big deal out of Tom Brady's birthday.
Oh, boy.
It was.
I know what it was.
Okay, no, you don't. You don't.
How could you miss it? It was on every station, channel.
Let me finish. Yeah. I never realized that Tom Brady and my father had the same birthday.
Wow.
Because everyone would just say, whatever. But because they made a big deal, I went, wow. His birthday's August 3rd? So 40 years to the day.
I'd rather celebrate Harry's birthday than TB's.
Well, if you celebrate Harry's birthday, you must have scotch, as he used to call it.
That's right.
The great story about my dad.
Harry the
Hat. Do the shout outs is one night me and him had a couple of cocktails. And in true Ridgeway fashion, we like our scotch. And he bought a bottle of scotch. And the thing was drunk. There was like this much left. And in the morning, he wakes up all banged up. He's like, hey, a-hole, as he likes to call me. Who the blank drank all my blank and scotch?
What do you think?
I'm like, what? He goes, who drank all the scotch? I blame this guy named Scotty at the who used to go to the American Legion. I go, don't you remember Scotty came over? He did? Yeah. He goes, that effing blanco, he drank all my effing scotch. I'm like, yeah. I go, and then he laughed about it. All day I had him going, and he was furious. He was going to rip this guy's head off. That son of a bitch. Who the hell do you think he is? He can drink all that scotch. So finally, we were going to the Legion, and he was ready to go. I go, Dad, I mean, you drank all the goddamn scotch. So that was one of my favorite. That's a
good, great memory.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it is.
He bumps around scotch. Some kids have great stories about playing catch with their dad, going to the ball game. Yeah, I'm about a bottle of scotch. It shows where my priorities are.
You can't beat that.
So happy birthday, Dad, in heaven.
Yes, happy birthday, Harry.
Or wherever you may be on that.
Oh, I'm sure he's looking down. He's probably in the studio now.
Oh, looking up, looking down. It's round. You're either up or down, right?
Yeah, it goes up and down and round. Block bad, harness good.
No, but you can see the visual. It should be on TV.
Send the ball to its home. It's his natural environment. He wants to go home. Send him home.
Why drove the shower? You do this to me all the time. Okay, so first of all, on the 4th of August, 2017, Jennifer Kinderzinski Liedem.
Yes.
The lovely Dawn Chase. And of course, we cannot forget our, unfortunately, she could not make it today, our good friend DJ Carla D. The D is for the best DJ you could hire.
There you go.
So if you're looking for the best DJ, look her up on Facebook, DJ Carla D. I think last night she was performing at Toscana's, her monthly Thursday gig. So if you're up in Peabody, go check her out. And of course, the handsome and talented Big E, Eric Wilson.
Yes.
Ma and Kim at Malden Trans. And it's time to check your Johnson. I'm sorry. Chet Johnson.
There you go.
Chet Johnson. No checking Johnsons today. Billy Roderick. David Struff. Speaking about checking out Johnsons. He'll be appearing at a urinal near you. What? Checking your Johnson. Yeah, Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wickfield, Massachusetts.
Round the corner from your house.
That's right. Go ask for the hash. And it's not code.
No, it is. It depends. Depends who you are.
If you get Chrissy, you get yourself some hash. If you get Bill, you're smoking a bowl. That's all I can say. Or vice versa. I don't know. It depends on the day. They spin the wheel.
Oh, you get it in a bowl.
You get it in a bowl. Either way, you get a bowl of hash.
Yes.
Christina Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel. Of course, Chase will be here tonight between the hours of 10 and midnight. Call him early and call him often and request your baby making music.
That's right.
Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, who may be appearing with our good friend Chase Carson, or he may not be. Leah Hall.
And he may be appearing with us very soon, too.
Yeah, very yes. good. Nice. Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Montanetti, Steph Cardone of the Lounge Herd, Saturday night between 9 to 11.
Flip a coin.
Flip a coin. So, and once again, they are on this here station, on these here airwaves at 91.5 WMFO FM. Listen to them online, WMFO.org. And if they're not on, do not blame the giddy up. We tried.
That's right.
Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Back in Black, he hit the sack. Danny Rosen, Shannon Travel. Oh, I'm gonna sing it. I'm gonna do it.
Is my AC/DC t-shirt like getting you in the mood for some AC/DC?
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna do the rest of the game. Yes, it's Brian Johnson. Come, Travel.
Oh, dude is
Come the bus, Travel.
Bon Scott. Well, I guess it's the same thing,
I'm
right?
I'm doing this. You kind of get a little drunk when you do the Bon Scott, so keep the. But if I had a few libations in me, I had to do Bon Scott. Actually, I did. I'm gonna do a cross between them. Jim, right. Breezy Hard, Lisa, Lucio.
Nice.
Lisa Neville Ambler, Lisa Lucio. Caitlin Hussey. Karen Whitman, Sandra Doreen Network.
In the Aaron Neville voice.
Aaron Neville. Lisa Aaron Neville. Lisa Neville. Abla. We salute you. I'm the biggest guy with the sweetest voice. I got a crush tattooed on my face. I must have sat in the chair drunk again. They also pierced my left titty. Aaron Whitman, we salute you. Shave one eyebrow. Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob and Samantha Wynn, Mary Canavan, Jim and the kids on the yellow number 93 bus. Remember, kids, if it's not yellow or number 93, call the authorities. It's the wrong bus. Marston Kenner-Rosinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, the Mustache of Medford, Frankie and Bergamo. Yes, star of stage and screen.
Ooh, of course he is.
Yes. Hey, Frankie. We salute you! Fire!
We gotta, you know, I know Frankie's on his, like, I don't want to say world tour, but he's on his Massachusetts tour.
Oh, yeah?
He's been on the cover of every insignificant magazine that is in every newsstand, free newsstand. I'm just kidding. I'm just breaking it. But, yeah, so we should have him on again. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
He loves being on. We love having him.
We do.
And he always contributes very well
yep.
to the program. Yes, he does.
He does. In ways he'll never know. Denise Fioretti. Memory it!
Well, that sounds weird.
I'm shouting the mammalettes.
Well.
Speaking of mammalettes, what are you up to this weekend?
I have my daughter this weekend, believe it or not. So
you have to postpone your...
We'll have to just postpone it for a week. But speaking of that, I took my daughter to Canopy Lake last week.
Yes.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
8 hours. Put in a full day's
work. Did you punch a clock?
She just did not want to leave. She'd never been there, and... The Boston Tea Party is the best ride.
There. Right. Remember telling me
that. And she went on it 5 times in a row. Man, she just did not want to get off.
Can you get beer at that place?
That's the only place you can get beer. That's why I didn't mind. Because, you know... Go ahead. Well, I went on it with her 3 times, and I was like, all right. Yeah, time to sit down. I can see her. She's within eye distance. Yeah. Go ahead. Daddy, again. All right, go ahead. I'm watching you.
Yeah, I'm going to be in this line over here.
She's a fish, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
She loves the water.
God bless her, man. Excuse me. Mike Messler, Frankie Feely, Pat Cornier Crow, Big Jack. Janice, we don't know your size, but I'm sure you're of normal proportions. Cookie. And Christine Fantasia, Buddy, Nicole and Chloe, Bob and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon, Christina Papalotto.
Yes, Papalotto. I can't help but give Papalottos, though.
Yeah.
Always going to give the Papalottos.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? I'm gonna tease. This is what we call a tease in this industry.
Oh, really?
I'm going to tease that we have a story today of an actor of note from the 70s, who was trying to give Papalottos out to fellow cast members. We'll talk about that later in the news.
John Holmes?
He's dead.
You said from the 70s.
Well, no, he was big in the 70s.
So wasn't John Holmes.
John Holmes is dead.
He was the biggest in the 70s.
But he wasn't giving Papalottos out this week.
I don't know. Oh, this week. All right, I'm sorry.
So we'll talk about that in the news. I think it could qualify as a Papalotto, but we'll have to get an expert opinion from our judge.
All right.
By the way, I'm looking at the judge. The judge is resplendent in an AC/DC shirt.
You like that, huh?
Yes. Yes, look at you. Oh, man, I'm proud of him, man. Looking big today. Got a little bit of a... Look at that.
What are you talking about?
He's got a bit of abs on him. I tell you, he can choke a...
I'm
freaking shock. He's swimming off the Cape. He's putting them in headlocks. He's beating them.
That's what I do, man. I got no legs anymore with my back, so I just go across the monkey bars. I just swing like a gorilla across town. off of telephone wires, and that's why I make it.
That is the solution to gridlock. Just follow Pauly B on the monkey bars. Oh, man. Mark Gayhart, Amy DiDomenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio. Seriously, we'll play more songs later. Adam McLean, Bonnie Taylor Marsh, Elaine, Ivory, Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Deb Delish, Gail Snow, Eduardo Mikinon, Rocco Scali, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Charlie Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnin, Charlie McCarthy. Oh, man, we're missing Sonny. Colleen Shea.
Yes.
Amy Giamacco Mokwin. By the way, thank you for that yesterday. I was kind of slow. My day was winding down. I sat out, put the old sling box on the iPad, sat outside, and watched the last hour of Sonny.
Nice.
What a show. Amy Giamacco Mokwin,
Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brandt, Rebecca Rose Casterly, Pam Bridge, Chris in the 45 bus, and Dante and Joseph are with them. Danielle Santalucha, Bobby Colburn, Kelly Vigna, Sylvia Gray Herman, Boston Jackie, Jennifer Palazzo. And it's time to say our goodbyes.
I know, right?
Excuse me, starting this cough. Okay, so that is your shout-outs for the 4th of August in the year 2017. Take it away, DJ Pauly B.
Wow, well, thank you very much, funny man, Christopher Ridgeway, with that long... Although I made it longer for you, I apologize.
Hey, whoa, how? This is prom night, huh?
Just like I make those papalatos longer.
Yeah?
As long as I can.
Until the cuffs show up.
Oh. All right. So, well, like I said, thank you, sir. That was well done. And I think we will take a music break. I don't say. I hate. You know. I realize saying break isn't really. You know.
There's no break.
It's not a break. It's
the
just,
only break.
It's a musical interlude.
Yes.
You know, because we're not a one-trick pony. We love to play music and we love to talk and make people laugh. And if we do that, we know we're kicking your weekend off right and leave you wanting more. Just like when I give a papalotto.
I thought like eating Chinese food.
Well, half hour later, you want another papalotto. All right, kids.
Brought to you by Papalottos. Papalottos, when you're wanting more, call Pauly V.
Yes.
I'll reach him.
Absolutely. All right. I'd really love to shout, but we are going to play a couple musical interludes in the classic rock era, if you will.
I felt like we were on WCRB playing interludes. We have Mozart.
Well, interludes are in between the mamelets and the papalottos. You have an interlude. You're right. You're right, funny man. All right, take us away and...
Let's play some friggin' music. You're listening to the musical interludes of the Giddy Up. Yes, you're listening to the Interlude Hour, featured on the Giddy Up.
That's right.
91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
We'll be right back, boys and girls.
Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home. Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
Ah, they were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand. My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Yes, and that was your PSA for today. Part of your Ad Council. I'm not quite sure what that means, but...
Well, yeah, I know. I think that thing's been around since the first TV beep went out.
Anyways, boys and girls, 2:58, 2:59 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up on this beautiful... it's kind of, you know, still a little too humid for me. 81 degrees in the beautiful continent of Medford. And I'll be back, you know, in the 3 o'clock hour, probably like around 3:30 with your weekend weather and my pick of the week. And right about now, it's almost 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you know what that means. It is time for the threesome at three.
Oh, get out your lotions.
There's only two of us, but so anybody who wants to, you know, pop by, make it a threesome. So anyways.
And bring pizza.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. You got to have pizza or, you know, some kind of sandwich after.
Yeah.
Anyways, so this week we are going with the band Live.
Live
being their best album, Throwing Copper.
Yes,
of course,
definitely.
They were huge in the '90s, but very underrated.
I think.